right, welcome back to the Scleral Sun Podcast. My name is Emmanuel Munda. I am the Community Development Manager here at the Scleroderma Foundation Southern California Chapter. We have a great show tonight. We're going to be interviewing the wonderful Dr. Susan Nyanzi. She'll be talking to at one of our support group meetings, joint support group meetings on March 20th. Please don't forget to register for that. Just go to scleroderma.org/SoCalSupport and the link will be right there. All the information will be right there. Also, we have Vertical Cures coming up at the end of the month on March 27th. So I'll be out there on the 26th to go live for our Scleral Sun podcast live at Vertical Cure at the check-in. And we'll be checking in during the entire day on the 27th, going up the mountain, down the mountain. It'll be nice and cold, but fun. And so please go to verticalcure.org and donate to support. You can even register if you still want to. It's still open. It's open skiing. We're not going to be closed off in an indoor environment. We'll be out enjoying the outdoors of Southern California. I think that's Northern California already, but it's nice and fun and we'll be out there. Also, let's see what else is happening. SoCal, the SoCal virtual Stepping Out to Cure Scleroderma will be going live on Monday. So keep an eye out for that. There'll be an email blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be doing weekly team challenges as well too. So the first challenge, I'm going to put this out there. The first challenge next week is to get your team registered. I want to see who the first team that register is. And we'll be giving you guys a shout out on our social media. And you might win a prize. You just might win a prize. So, yes, get registered. Just follow our social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram at Scleroderma SoCal, and we're on Facebook. And you're watching this live on Facebook. That's awesome. Also, support us on anchor.fm. Go to anchor.fm, look for Scleral Sun, and you should be able to find us there. You can even support by donating $1, $2, $5 or for a cup of Starbucks coffee a month. You help support this part of our mission. All right, let's see. Strikeout Scleroderma, April 17. It's going to be our baseball game tailgate party, watch party. We'll be doing it over Zoom, but we're going to be giving y'all, you know, for the registration, you get a sticker, you get a cool custom background with Scleroderma Foundation and your favorite team on it. It's just gonna be fun. I know we all want to be out there. You know, Disneyland's planning to open sometime in April, but we can't all be together and we want to be safe. So we'll do it over Zoom. I think y'all are used to it now after a year, but we'll make it fun. We'll make it entertaining. Because, you know, a regular Zoom meeting is extremely boring. So for the podcast, oh wait, no, that's not my line. That's Tina's line. Oh, speaking of Tina, Tina Berger is here, and she is our patient services director at the Scleroderma Foundation, and she'll be co-hosting with me tonight. Tina, how are you?
I'm good. I just ate a potato taco.
A potato. Well, there you go.
And Susan probably is going, Tina, no, that's not what you should be eating.
Exactly. No.
I slammed a pizza before I came here because I know be missing it. No, no pizza either?
No.
Oh, man.
If it's vegetarian, okay.
All right. And speaking of which, yes, Susan Nyanzi, Dr. Susan Nyanzi is here. Looking great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited that you're here. I think everybody is always in anticipation when you're coming by because you drop the knowledge about nutrition and then you go like this to me so you shouldn't be eating pizza. Oh, well. I'm glad this is over Zoom because I swear if we're at a buffet, you'd be slapping my hand already. Don't touch that.
Yes, all of us. Yeah.
But we need a Susan Nyanzi in our life constantly, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me make sure I got your name there. There you go. Now your name's popping up on screen. So Tina's going to be asking you some serious questions, and I'll be asking the fun ones. Okay. The more, it's still serious, but we want to know what is happening on March 20th because we're really excited about it, and it is about scleroderma and nutrition, which you are definitely an expert of, and it's highly anticipated. I think we have people signing up already, Tina?
A lot. We have like over 50 so far.
Wow.
We it's not until the 20th. So
that's excellent.
Mm-hmm. And I've already got a couple questions that people sent me that I'll be sending you shortly.
Woohoo!
Yeah, low key, Susan says we need to hit 200 for this one.
And we can.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. So for everybody
really
watching,
pushing Emmanuel.
Hey.
Well, I think that this is the type of talk that people are looking for. And as I told you, Susan, one of the reasons why I felt this was so important is because more and more people would like to find natural ways to take care of themselves. And I think that what you're going to do is provide that education. And a lot of it is even lifestyle changes. And that these are things that can help while they're taking some of these very aggressive therapies, that these are things that they can do on a much more, I don't know, lighter balance to get the best of both worlds while they're trying to, you know, keep up with what their physicians are asking. You're going to explain to them things that they can do that will help them from their, from a perspective of diet.
So it's
and
highly
that's why I thought this was so important.
And we'll get that 200. Let's go 500. I think if everybody watching right now live on Facebook, I see you, Judy Levitt, leave it. She's watching with her doggy on her profile. Share it. See, I give you a shout out if you watch this live. That's why we always advertise that it's coming on live. Whether you listen to it afterwards or you watch the video on our YouTube page. By the way, we have a YouTube page, Scleroderma SoCal. Subscribe, hit the bell. I feel like one of those streamers that keep asking for people to subscribe. But we post our videos there. We post our talks there. Anything that we are doing visually, we drop it there, and you get to watch it over and over again. We even have some of our older talks there that we're going to be publicizing as well. That pizza is getting to me right now. So there's actually questions popping up as well too. So we'll go ahead and talk when we get into more casual, but I'm going to turn it over to Tina right now. She'll be asking some great questions relating definitely to what's happening on the 20th and what you're talking about. So Miss Tina Berger, take it over.
Thank you. I didn't want to give too much away about your talk, and I know that we're going to have a lot of time during the presentation for question and answer. And you know, this is only a 30-minute podcast, so if we don't have time to get to all the questions, we can copy them and definitely have them during your presentation. And I think that's even more important because you're going to have a larger audience, and there's going to be a lot of people asking some of the same questions. And I just want everybody to know that I've been working with Susan since I came to the foundation in 2016, and she's been such a helpful person on so many levels. And I always say one of the feistiest people I've ever met in my life, and I love and adore and admire and respect. And she has come to support group meetings more times than I can count, and has provided very educational forums. She just recently did another talk for us regarding being your own advocate while you're in the hospital. And we also recorded that. And, but again, and she has talked about this subject, but we're going into a little bit more depth this time in our meeting on the 20th, when we have all the support groups invited, and we're trying to open this up to people anywhere, not just here in California, but anybody, because anyone living with scleroderma will benefit tremendously from this talk. So I just want to tell you once again, I really appreciate you on so many levels. There's not a week that goes by, everybody that's listening, that I don't reach out to Susan and ask her if she'll speak with somebody that is going through a lot, whether it's from a perspective of what their diet is to just living with scleroderma. And because she set such an example as somebody that's been living with scleroderma for such a long time, I'm always happy to introduce her, and she always provides such an uplifting conversation. So again, thank you, Susan.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So my first question is, I know that a lot of people know you, but not everybody does. So can you give us a background on who you are and when you were diagnosed with scleroderma, and then what influenced you to earn a degree in public health?
Yeah, definitely. So I was actually a big baby, and they showed my parents, of course, that's when the cameras first came out. So you see this chubby girl kind of running around, and when I would fall, my legs would stick up in the air. So I was a healthy, chubby baby. But it wasn't until I was maybe five when the symptoms started coming on. But I wasn't diagnosed until I was eight. And the diagnosis was made in England, and I had to go to a specialty hospital where doctors around England would send patients there when they didn't know what to do. And so a well-known rheumatologist who then diagnosed me with scleroderma. So in a way, it was good because now we knew the name of what I had, but now it was figuring out how to deal with it or how to treat it. And of course they tell you, oh yeah, there's no cure. You know, there's really not much you can do. There's some medications we can give. And they put me through all of these tests and I failed all of them. So they tested the heart, the lungs, the kidney, the GI, everything, failed everything. And I would be in the hospital like 6 months at a time, and then I'll go back. And so the doctors, you know, get my parents, and then they say, you know, it's really just a matter of time because everything is shutting down. And so instead of her spending her last, you know, months in the hospital, let her spend it at home with mom and dad. And so my parents were just very angry, to say the least. So they just said, you know, we'll just take her and we'll see what we can do. So my dad remembered I did better food-wise when I ate African food, which is, again, organic, nothing added, plain, simple. And so we switched to African food. And then my mom, she's a pediatrician, and she goes, you know, maybe if I get her active, that would work out. So I was doing physical therapy 3 times a week from the age of 8 until I was 18. And, you know, on top of that, I would also do hydrotherapy. So I was active in a lot of things. They put me in piano lessons to keep the fingers moving. I was in flute, so I was playing the flute. So they kept me active. And we also did, you know, the African organic food, and that seemed to help. I was in remission for about 20 years. And then it isn't until recently that the GI stuff kind of came back again. So we're dealing with that. Okay, so about getting the doctorate, and this kind of came by coincidence. I was doing my master's, and a friend of mine told me about this program in lifestyle. And I go, huh, that sounds kind of similar to the way I eat my food, or, you know, that sounds something like I would be interested in. You know, I met with the program director, and he explained more of the program. And I was like, yeah, I really want to do this. And actually, at the time, Loma Linda was the only one giving a lifestyle program at the doctorate level. Nobody else was doing it at the doctorate level. So we were taking classes with medical students, with physical therapy students, with all the different disciplines within public health. Great. So that we get a good understanding of how the body works. So we even had anatomy. And we were working on cadavers. After the medical students were done with the cadavers, they would have us go in there and understand all the detailed levels of how things work.
That's great.
Yeah. So it was an integrative program, which now I use on a regular basis for myself and also for others with chronic conditions, because we get to know how food interacts in the body. And how it can affect chronic conditions.
Hence the reason you're going to be my speaker on the 20th. And kind of going back as you're telling the story, they sent you home to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And you just went on with life.
Exactly.
And continued.
Yeah. And I have outlived all of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. I know that way before I started working for the foundation, even at times when I was a volunteer over the years, I would see you, but we never really knew each other. So I have a question for you. And that was, when did you start working with the Scleroderma Foundation? And over the years, what roles as a volunteer have you worked in with the Scleroderma Foundation?
Okay. So I was actually seeing somebody else. They do myofascial release, and I'll explain that at a later time, but it works on connective tissue.
Right.
And what do we make much of? We make a lot of connective tissue. So myofascial release helps release that and loosen that. And so I was working with him, and then he said, you know, maybe you should, you know, start going to the support groups and see what you can learn from there. I was like, yeah, no, I don't think so. I'm not
that surprised they asked that.
Huh?
I'm surprised that she asked that.
Yeah, yeah. And I was going, well, I don't think so. You know, eventually when the Southern chapter had an event, I was like, okay, I'll go. And I went with my mom. And so, you know, all of the speakers were MDs, and there's nothing wrong with MDs. But sometimes the slides they use are the same ones they use for other doctors or for medical students. So the language can be really hard, you know, really hard, and it can also be very intense. And at the time, you know, when they give these presentations, everything seemed very dark. It wasn't like a positive light coming through. And then after the presentations, a whole bunch of people will go outside and they'll be smoking. And so here's me.
Oh my gosh, how long ago are we talking about here?
I know, it was a while ago. I think maybe early 90s.
Okay.
And I'm going, okay, you know, I'm public health. They shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there will be a session, and then they'll be asking about preventive screenings. And I'm going, okay, even though you're seeing a rheumatologist, you still need to get your preventive screenings. And I actually then went up to Dr. First, who I had actually met online and found out when I found out about the Scleroderma Center at UCLA, we had started talking. So I went up to him and I go, you know, there needs to be a preventive presentation for the patients so they know what preventive screenings they should be doing. They should know they shouldn't be smoking. And he goes, oh, okay, go and ask that lady. I didn't know who the lady was. So I go, you know, I think you need to do a presentation on preventive screenings for scleroderma patients so they know what they need to do. And she was okay. And that's how I started giving presentations. And so I would offer suggestions of presentations and they would say, yes, okay. And then I would also help when the events were coming on.
Correct.
I would help volunteer with those as well. And so they got to know me more and more and they asked me to give more presentations and I was happy to.
You also helped out at some of the booths with advocacy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
I remember.
Yeah, yeah. So actually part of my degree, there's an advocacy component to it. And so I said, I may as well use it here as well. And so we would collect patients' names, families, everybody. We would collect all the names and give it to one of the senators. I think it was Senator Dianne Feinstein's
yes.
office.
Yes.
We would send them to them, and then they would send it to the office in DC. And I actually also went for Advocacy Day through the National Scleroderma Foundation. And I told my story there. And we got to know the advocacy team. And so we just kept sending them names or things we heard, new things we heard. So we did some of that as well. So that nice. Was fun.
Yeah. You've done a lot. That's why I thought it was important for us to talk about that. Probably Thank even you. More than I even knew. I know I had a few more questions, but I think we're kind of running out of time.
Oh, no way.
So I thought it would, Emmanuel, do you have something specific that's different from the questions that I had had in here?
No, your questions are pretty complete. So I mean, time's mine. We can go until like, you know, midnight if you want to.
Well, one of the questions I wanted to know is, what are some of your life accomplishments that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, okay. Definitely the doctorate. You know, when you're at the master's level, it doesn't seem too much. You're like, sure, no problem. I can do that. Then you do the classes. That's okay. It's when you come to the dissertation part where they literally break you down. They literally break down the way you are used to thinking and then rebuild you to think as a researcher now. And so that's a tough pill to swallow.
Sure.
But I'm very thankful I was able to do it and get that done. What's the other one?
I think your symposium is what I would think of.
Right. Yes, yes. That was a lot of fun. Totally, totally enjoyed it.
Yeah, and something that you did by yourself, which I want everybody to know.
Yeah.
So can you elaborate?
I had some scleroderma patients help, but I think after a while, you know, there's a lot of things that need to get done. So I was like, I'll just do it. And so just did it. And then towards the end, as it was coming on, a lot of people who said they would do stuff kind of pulled out. So I had to go out to the scleroderma community and ask people to help.
Yeah, you showed up everybody like a Where's Waldo. There was Susan at support group meetings far and near. You were at our patient education days. We were helping you let people know right before we would start with our speakers about your patient-to-patient symposium.
Yeah.
And can you tell everybody a little bit about where it was and what it entailed?
Yeah. So it was, it was at the, what was the place?
Perinea.
Thank you.
we didn't forget it.
I know.
It was memorable.
It was at the Terranea, which is a 5-star hotel overlooking the beach. And at the time, I didn't realize we were the only ones there. So we could have just used everything that they had on their property. So I also worked on the meals. I did a meal plan, which would help people with GI issues be able to get the nutrients they need. So for all of the meals, for all of the days we were there, I had recipes and meal plans of what people could eat. And then I had also developed my own flour so that we could eat pastries that were gluten-free, dairy-free, corn-free.
Yeah, but it was good. I mean, we had filet mignon.
And part of that was you trying to educate people on the difference between, and I always say this because I learned from you, a grass-fed meat versus corn-fed meat, for
instance.
Exactly. And people not realizing it. And I remember you telling me that there was somebody there that was like, gluten-free, I'm going to go out and get a pizza.
That
was me. I'm sorry. And then I ate the stuff anyways. And it was good.
I think people were humbled.
And then guess what? They got sick the following day because of that pizza.
And the other thing I thought was really pretty amazing is you had some sponsors helping you, and you were able to get people I don't know if people realize that you had a weekend there, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, and they yeah. spent the night in yeah. a very, very well-to-do resort yeah. in Palos Verdes.
Exactly.
And I think you got the rooms for about $75 a night, yeah. if I'm not mistaken, which yeah. is unheard of even at yeah. a Motel 6 right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And I recall waking up in the morning and everybody coming out and watching the sun rise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because so, it's off of the ocean, right? You had an yeah. ocean view.
And there was a reason we did that. So instead of me telling people what they should do, we just did it. I told people, it's fun, let's do it so that they can experience it. So what happens is, and so it was at sunrise. So sunrise would find us out on the trails overlooking the beach. When the sun was rising, we would all stop, look at the sun, and wait for it to really rise, and then we'll continue walking. But the thing that got me was everybody went dead silent when the sun was rising. So all you could hear were the waves.
Oh, beautiful.
Crashing down. And then everybody just started taking pictures. So what that twilight light was doing was working on our neurotransmitters. So those are chemicals in the brain. It was increasing the serotonin, which are the feel-good neurotransmitters. And so it was increasing those. And then people have a level of satiety, feeling good, feeling happy. Soon as the sunrise was off, people were happy. Some continued walking, others decided to go back in, but I wanted people to feel that so they can know what they can do once they leave the resort.
Nice.
But yeah, so that was fun to do.
And you had a few speakers?
Yeah. And so what I did with that one, some of the speakers were from UCLA. Dr. Clements and Dr. Kavasha were there. But what I did was I wanted the patients who have had scleroderma for a while and have learned how to deal with it and still be productive and do things. And so I had patients be the speakers. And so we had Lucy there who uses art
yes.
to express herself, and she feels good with that. But she was in the army, she's a veteran, you know, she's done a lot, but she was able to use art and also knitting and crocheting
yes.
scleroderma fingers, really beautiful pieces of work. So had someone like that there.
That's wonderful. So you were showcasing attributes of others living with scleroderma.
Exactly.
If I recall, you also had somebody doing yoga. Am I right about
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, yes. Actually, we had contacted someone who was going to do yoga in the morning and at the end of the night, but somehow they pulled out. But we had somebody else there, actually a friend of mine who's a physical therapist, who was helping us do yoga.
That's wonderful.
As well. So people can learn all of these other strategies that can help them.
It was very memorable. And I remember there were a lot of comments. And I know that it's something that we would like to do with the Scleroderma Foundation's help at some point, which is why I always talk about people don't realize that this fundraising goes beyond just our funding for research, because yeah. while we're waiting for that cure, yeah. we still have a responsibility to our families out there living with scleroderma, and that is to provide outreach, and that exactly. is to have our support groups and a place where people can talk and feel supported and to have resources, and all exactly. of that still takes funding. And yeah. part of that is to do something like what you did again, and maybe this time even have it larger because yeah. people yeah. Really enjoyed it. It was a yeah. truly special event. And so I'm glad that you brought that up, because I if you didn't, I needed to make sure that you did, because I thought that was quite an accomplishment for one person to do on their own.
Thank you.
Thank you. Another question we have is, what's something about you that no one would ever guess?
Actually, in college, you know, you had to do like, you had several units that you had to do in sports or something. So they offered weight training. And I was the only girl in the weight training class.
Love it.
And then they kept, the guys kept telling me, well, she's definitely going to pass, because how much can she lift?
Yeah, what? Let's tell everybody how tall you are.
Oh, 4'11". Yeah, but I passed with flying colors, because it was still based on your size, how much you could lift. So I did that.
And so you're lifting like 300, 400 pounds?
It was what?
So you were like lifting 300, 400 pounds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Buff Susan.
Buff Susan. So,
but yeah, but I've also done karate as well. And again, that was like to get me moving and get the muscles and joints working. So I did karate as well.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Love it. Emmanuel, do you have any questions? And do we have a lot of questions?
No, we're good. I have questions. I have my 5 questions in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, all right, ready for some curveballs?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. I got to put on the timer. It's right here. 5 minute countdown and go. Okay, here we go. First question. What would be your best day ever?
What would me be? If I could eat chocolate eclairs again,
aha,
that would be fantastic. Okay. Yeah, and ice cream.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Now I'm going to feel guilty every time I'm opening the fridge. If you had to delete all but 3 apps on your smartphones, which one would you keep?
I have no idea. Okay, Facebook. Instagram. Okay, I don't use very many apps, so
Scleroderma Foundation.
Which one?
The Scleroderma Foundation.
Oh yeah, the Scleroderma Foundation.
We need to start our own app. We need to start our own.
I'm kidding.
That'd be great thing. Let's talk to National. Let's make that happen. All right. What is your most treasured possession?
Oh. I don't know.
Okay, something maybe you treasure instead, not in.
My dissertation.
Ah.
Yeah. They bind it and they put it in a book.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I wish I kept my college papers. I worked so hard on those. Okay, who are your heroes in real life?
My what?
Your heroes. Who are your heroes in real life?
Oh, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom. Sweet. No, my grandmother, she was also a petite lady, but round. And she did some stuff women in her day were not doing. And we hear this story, you know, from my mom and the aunts, that my grandmother, she was one of the few ladies in Uganda who could drive. And so they used to have these car races, and her husband, my grandfather, said, why don't you join? She goes, okay. So she joins. She was the only woman.
Love it.
She won. And after the race, she goes, well, I've got to go and pick up my children now. So off she goes.
Oh, wow.
How sweet. That's,
some heroes just don't wear capes. They drive really fast.
Exactly.
Exactly. Let's see. I think that's those are all my questions. Wait, what's the best piece of advice you've been given?
To be your authentic self. and be the best you can be most of the time.
That's awesome. And you still have a minute and 40 seconds left.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. You got through. Some people actually think about it really, really hard.
Right. Was there any questions, Emmanuel, that she can answer briefly?
Let's see if anybody had. And the question was, I think the one question was, where were you originally from?
Which is that's Uganda in Uganda. East Africa.
And then you went to.
And then we moved to England. Lived there for like 14, 15 years, and then came over to California.
Cool.
So you've been here since and still have the accent.
I know.
I love your accent.
You can't get rid of it? You can't just go California?
No. When I'm tired and by the end of the day, it's just British all the way. And it's people telling me. I don't realize it.
But. Well, I see. I grew up in Nigeria, and it was Sesame Street. They got rid of the Filipino or whatever leftover accents I had, and that so was funny. That.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna ask if there's any last things you want to share, any shout outs or anything you want to say. Everybody's watching, all 11 of them right now. That's gonna share this, right? Yes.
Oh, okay. No, shout out to everybody, to the foundation, for listening to my ideas and suggestions, and having me present. I truly, truly enjoy it. I enjoy sharing information with others so that they can use it and apply it to be the best that they can be. So that's it from me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Susan Nyansi. We are looking forward to your talk on the 20th. Yeah, so please register. It's on scleroderma.org/SoCalSupport, and you'll see it right on top and see the registration link. Click on that. It's free. It's free. We're offering these services for free for our patients, caregivers, loved ones. So please, please, there's a lot of great information that comes out of all these talks. Plus a get to know you session afterwards. You can hang out, get to know some other patients, especially if this is your first time or you're newly diagnosed and you need. And the one thing that, you know, I've always felt is really important is for you to connect with somebody else or with some other people so you don't feel alone. Because a lot of people feel alone. We were actually, my wife and I were watching House today. And there was that episode with James Earl Jones, and one of the suspected diagnosis was scleroderma.
No way.
Yeah. And yeah, unfortunately, it was a wrong diagnosis and got him killed. But it's okay. at least now we know scleroderma and Star Wars connection right there with Darth Vader. We're good to go. We're in the pop charts now, I guess. Thank you again so much. I just want to just bring up a couple of things. We lost a wonderful warrior last month to COVID, and her name was Lisa Schrader, and she was one of our volunteers at our Santa Barbara stepping out, which was almost a year ago. It's going to be a year ago on Sunday. And she was one of those things when the registration popped up, she automatically emailed me, how can I volunteer? Where do I sign up? She was there helping with registration. Then she moved over to helping with the raffle and the wine auction, helping arrange things. I think, Andrew got closer because she was the one that's working. Her and her husband were putting up all the items on the tables. And, I just want to condolences to the family and just send out some good thoughts and some prayers to them. Absolutely.
To remember that I want everybody to know that the first thing I think of when I think of her is her smile. She had such a great smile, and she was one of the most kindest people that I've met. And I only met her a couple times at our support group meetings. And from what I hear from the members, everybody felt that way about her. She was such a beautiful example, a beautiful human being with a very bright personality, and she's going to be sorely missed. And I just think that these are these moments that we have to remind ourselves that this is still serious. And when you have a condition like scleroderma, that COVID is something that can still be very detrimental. And I think that sometimes we all want to let our guard down. And she was very cautious. And I believe that despite being very cautious, she doesn't know exactly what happened. And I think that we all need to just be reminded of that. And yeah. So all of us, our deep condolences, and for us to just remember this beautiful soul.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Definitely.
So just big prayers to Lisa Schrader's family. Yeah, I mean, it hit me hard because, you know, she was a lady in her 40s and with scleroderma and ILD, which is exactly where my wife is right now. So please be safe out there. Take COVID seriously. Mask up. Get your vaccines when they're available. Everything's opening up, but be extra cautious. I believe it was Dr. First that says we're always just one step back. You know, just take that extra precaution. Carry that can of Lysol if you have to. Just be safe. So on behalf of everybody here at the Scleroderma Foundation, Southern California chapter, thank you for watching. Thank you for being part of this this podcast. We look forward to March 20th when we get to talk to you. Please don't forget to register scleroderma.org SoCal support. Don't forget about our virtual stepping out to cure scleroderma. We'll be launching it on Monday. And our vertical cure, go to verticalcure.org to find out more about it and hit that donate button. You'll also see a donation via Facebook as well too. That's all live and active, and the Corman family has been doing it for now 20 years. This will be their 20-year anniversary raising funds for the Scleroderma Foundation. They've raised over $500,000 throughout this time. And we'll see you next time. Thank you again. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Tina.
Okay.
Y'all have a good night and enjoy the rest of your night.